Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Next, we'll have a call-in today after the Serena Williams U.S. Open incident. A call-in for women. The question is, have you ever had an emotional reaction in the workplace that you feel got treated differently from when men had similar reactions? That's the Serena story, right? Tell us your stories that the Serena incident may have reminded you of. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Because so many people have personal echoes from this, I actually want to take the spotlight off of Serena Williams individually and give you the opportunity to tell your stories that this may have echoed. This is why it has such resonance, right? It sounded and looked and felt familiar to people on this larger pattern of women having emotional reactions in the workplace. In this case, tennis court is her workplace, right? That you feel got treated differently from when men had similar reactions. Tell us your story that the Serena incident may have reminded you of. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And in case you didn't watch or don't know, Serena Williams was penalized for outbursts on the court in the U.S. Open Women's Championship match, including a moment when she broke a racket out of frustration from an earlier call and then called the chair umpire a thief for taking that previous point away from her. In total, she was fined $17,000 for three violations in addition to being penalized a full game, which is a lot within a set of tennis, and it put her opponent, Naomi Osaka, who's probably going to win anyway, right on the brink of a victory. And after the game, Williams called the umpire out specifically for being sexist. As she saw it, here's what she said at that moment.
I'm here fighting for women's rights and for women's equality and for all kinds of stuff. And for me to say thief and for him to take a game, it made me feel like it was a sexist remark. I mean, like, how he's never took a game from a man because they said thief. For me, it blows my mind.
That was Serena afterwards, obviously not in the middle of the match, but many people in the sports world came out in support of her. Afterwards, you must have heard this by now, including male tennis players who say they have done much worse on the court and not been penalized. On Twitter after the game, former male player Andy Roddick said, quote, I've regrettably said worse and I've never gotten a game penalty. James Blake weighed in too, saying, quote, I will admit I've said worse and not gotten penalized. And I've also been given a, quote, soft warning by the ump where they tell you to knock it off or I will have to give you a violation. He should have at least given her that courtesy, said James Blake. So women, did this look familiar? Have you ever had an emotional reaction in the workplace that you feel got treated differently from when men had similar reactions? Tell us your story that the Serena incident may have reminded of you of. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, and we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, our candidate interview with Cynthia Nixon coming up at 11 o'clock. She'll take your questions and mine, so stay tuned for that. But now to your stories that the Serena Williams incident at the U.S. Open may have had resonance with, may have echoed for you of being a woman who had an emotional reaction to something in the workplace that might have gotten treated differently from a man having a similar reaction. And Karen in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Great to be on your show, and thanks for taking my call.
Thanks so much for making it.
So I did have the Serena incident really struck a chord with me. A few years ago, I had a very unfortunate thing happen to me when I was working at a large and prominent investment bank in Manhattan. I was an executive assistant at that time and was approached by somebody who made horrendous statement to me, and I had an emotional reaction to it, where I stood up, I said, I am not taking this, and I walked out of the room. I walked out of the area, mind you. It was a person who was not my superior who was saying it to me. It was somebody who was ancillary and servicing the building, and it was a personal statement, kind of a harassing statement. So I walked out of the area. Now, mind you, in high-level investment banking, there's a lot of yelling, a lot of use of foul language that goes on these floors often, and it because it's primarily peopled by men.
At an investment bank, I'm shocked.
Are you?
I'm kidding.
So, and it's predominantly a male environment. And in this particular area where I was working, there were a couple men who really would lose their cool often and come out into the common area and scream their heads off.
Mm-hmm.
I personally was taken into an office, taken to task for my behavior, and then fired. Not immediately, but after a few weeks, was let go. Now, mind you, those folks who blow their stacks and the men who are constantly swearing on the floor, they're still there. They're never taken to task, at least not that I ever saw.
May I ask what came of your career after that?
Well, I switched focus, and I'd always been an actor, so I went back to performing.
Huh.
Yeah.
Karen, thank you so much for the story. You know, let me follow up with one more question. You went from what might have been a higher paying field to a lower paying field, unless you're a star. Do you feel long term victimized by that incident? You know, so many women, after experiencing some kind of bias in the workplace that winds up with them leaving the company when maybe it should have been somebody else who left the company, feel like it has years and years and years of ramifications.
Well, I think that the fact is that there already are years and years of ramifications, because this kind of behavior didn't just start with me with that one incident.
Right.
It's something that has happened to me most of my adult life. So, you know, going from one place to another at that point was just another, you know, I would just receive a different kind. At that time, I just was done with it. I was like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to take it anymore. It just happened to be before the Me Too movement. So a woman standing up and saying, no, I'm not going to take it, was far less acceptable than it would be today.
Karen, thanks so much for your call. Sherry in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Brian. So much of what happened to Serena resonated with me. And it's not even just being emotional at work. It's simply standing up for yourself, whether you're emotional or not. And standing up for yourself makes people look at you twice if you're a woman. If your voice slightly raises because you're upset, you're shrill. If you are clear and specific in what you need and what you want and what you won't tolerate, then you're a bitch. And then you see men get away with stuff, and it's just like, really? and I also, speaking of women in the workplace, I just want to hold up somebody that Serena mentioned in her speech to the press mm-hmm. afterwards, which is Elise Cornett, who was simply rotating her shirt because she had put it on wrong, and she got penalized. Whereas you have all these male tennis players that take off their shirts during the break and sit there with towels. There was one year, I think I saw Rafael Nadal or somebody, like, actually mop his armpits during a break.
Right. That was on, for the listeners who don't know this moment, that was on one of those really hot days during the Open this year. And it, you know, after that, people realized, oh, yeah, the men are allowed to take off their shirts between games when it's really hot to help them cool off. If the women even expose their sports bra for a minute to cool off the rest of their top, it's a violation.
It's a violation, and she got penalized, and they apologized to her afterwards.
Sherry, I'm curious where you think race comes into it. And I only ask because, you know, you identified yourself as a black woman, and
yeah.
Serena did not bring it up. She just said gender.
But it's there. It's there. It was there when Michelle Obama was first lady. Don't be angry, because that's a stereotype. You're playing into, oh, the angry black woman. Don't be angry. Constantly smile. Use neutral language. Like in the movie, that new movie out, that's out, I think it's called Sorry to Bother You.
Uh-huh.
Find your white voice.
Yes.
Use your emotional, physical, and verbal skills to be as
yes.
neutral
right.
and as non-threatening as possible.
That comes up in the Spike Lee movie, too. I don't know if you saw Black Klansman yet, but it's interesting with Sorry to Bother You, and here's one of those, and this is not going to spoil anything for people who haven't seen it, but the lead black character in that movie, he can put on his, you know, black voice or his white voice or whatever you want to call that code switching, and he talks about it.
Absolutely. I mean, Serena is in, just because she's playing tennis doesn't mean it's not her office. She's in the same kind of boat as a lot of black women who are professionals. I'm a professional. I work in a corporation. And the few times that I have stood up for myself have not been pleasant, have been really scary, have made me feel like I need to go to the bathroom and take a deep breath.
Mm.
And it's probably why I am at the level that I'm at my company. It's like I'm never going to be a supervisor or make a ton of money here, but that's fine.
Sherry, thank you so much for your call. We have a call from somebody who has been a tennis umpire, so let's talk to Judy in Brooklyn. Judy, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Thank you, Brian. Hi, and thanks very much for the show. I've been listening to it for years. I really enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
Well, my point of view is I wouldn't ever disagree with the two guests you just had, because their experiences are theirs, and you can move them out into the bigger world. But I come from tennis officiating. I've officiated three U.S. Open women's finals, singles, and one doubles. I retired myself some years ago because I thought we should have younger people.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know the game very well. And my problem is this. What happened on Saturday at the U.S. Open was really a sad spectacle. But it was made a sad spectacle by a player who simply couldn't let it go. This is not quite the same as being in a corporate office or standing up for yourself if you're a teacher or whatever your profession is. Serena Williams' profession is playing tennis. And she, if she doesn't know the rules, and I cannot believe she doesn't, she's been around for too long, she's one of the greatest athletes I think we'll ever see in our lives. But it just got out of hand, and I don't believe personally that it was a moment where sexism was involved with the umpire, where racism was involved with the umpire. You can move it into the bigger world if you like, but
mm-hmm.
from a tennis perspective,
mm-hmm.
what happened shouldn't have gone on so long, and a player had a choice of deciding to continue with this
mm-hmm.
behavior or not.
By the way, I'll just play for context for our audience. Some evidence that you're not alone in that view. You probably know who Mary Carrillo is.
Oh, I certainly do.
Former tennis player and longtime tennis broadcaster. And here's what she said on MSNBC yesterday.
People are pointing fingers at Carlos Ramos, saying he took it wrong. She had wanted, you know, people are saying, oh, he should have given her a soft warning. You give soft warnings, yellow cards, if you will, at the beginning of a match. You don't do it at the thick of the match. I was calling the match for Tennis Channel with Lindsay Davenport, former U.S. Open champion, former number one in the world, when the second violation happened and she cracked her, smithereened her racket. Lindsay said, the next time she'll lose a game. If you follow tennis at all, you know those rules. They are inviolate.
Mary Carrillo yesterday. But, Judy, the point that people are making here is it's not that Serena didn't do something bad. Serena's one of those hothead players. Everybody knows it. But the point is that other male players who run hot have not gotten equivalent penalties in equivalent situations, says Andy Roddick, says James Blake, et cetera?
Well, you could certainly say that, and you can look to the past for instances like that, and you'll find them. You'll find them aplenty. But you don't find very many today. Because the male players on the ATP Tour seem to have got the message that the officials are there to run the match is in the best possible way and not to intrude on the match itself. As a colleague of mine in California said, you really got to keep out of the way, and I absolutely agree. However, today, you won't find many instances of this, and mm-hmm. you certainly don't see matches descending into mm-hmm. chaos or semi-chaos as you did on Saturday. You have to go back to the Nastassi era at the U.S. Open before you get to those situations.
Judy, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate you weighing in. Kara in Seattle, or is it Kara? Hi.
It's Kara. Yeah, hi. I was calling to talk about a situation I had at work. I was a mechanical engineer at a consulting firm, and there was an older retired professor who was also working there. And we put together a presentation that he sort of oversaw from afar, and we didn't put his name on the slide when the group of us presented the work that we'd done. He threw a fit about it, and the boss called us into the office and told us all that, you know, he was supposed to be involved and how could we not have included his name on the slide, et cetera, et cetera. And then a few months later, I had another male coworker come and tell me that he had published some of the work that I had done under his name.
Oh boy.
In a peer-reviewed journal. I, you know, was livid and went to the boss to complain about that. And the boss told me, you know, this is the company's product. You know, all the work that we do here is the company's work, and none of it is your personal work. So I should, you know, just take it and not be upset about that.
And you felt the same thing would not have happened in reverse?
No, I mean, to the point with the previous, the other employee who was a, you know, an older man was... was allowed to be extremely upset because his name was left off
right.
of a presentation slide,
right.
you know,
right.
which is
so
a very not big deal thing.
Yeah, so there's a double standard on a smaller deal thing versus a bigger deal thing in your case. Kara, thank you for
right.
sharing your story. We really appreciate it. And thanks to all of you who called in this segment. We really appreciate all the calls.